The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Lord, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Monday, ladies and gentlemen. Already, what the heck? It's already the 5th of July. My gosh, 2021. With us today, Roger Landry. The website, folks, the Liberty Beacon Project, TLBtalk.com. By the way, shirts and hats are already available, so you can be a billboard and a... you can be the person that lets the other people know about TLB Talk. By the way, Roger, I have Luca Mino. He's technical director for editing and producer for TLB shows. Hello, Luca.
How are you doing?
I am doing well. How are you doing, sir?
Well, if this was a marriage proposal, I would have been really upset because I was hoping that Roger wouldn't know that I called. But as my grandmother says, if you really, really want to compliment somebody, do it publicly because it works every time.
Hi, Luca. For anybody who doesn't know, one of my best friends.
Very quickly, before I give him a chance to bounce everything off of himself again, because if you try and compliment this guy, it won't work. He'll bounce it right back to you, which is what most people do. I just have to give him a tip of the hat for his intent, because intent is everything. For his consistency, because of all the problems of people calling him all the time, you know, not how's Roger, but, oh, Roger, can you do this for me?
Oh,
can you
boy.
Do this for me? Can
oh,
you do
boy.
This for me? Okay. without showing any, you know, the Native Americans would come to somebody and give him a gift first. And when you receive the gift, you go, oh, what can I do for you? And that's how it's done. The person asking something gives something first. No, not in this case. So I'm really proud that he's not run to the ground. And I want my shirt. I'm not letting you off the hook.
Okay.
It's extra large, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, do I get one too, Raj?
We can talk about that after the show.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Luca, it's always glad to hear from you. And Luca is somebody who has gone through his own trials and tribulations lately, and that's up to him to talk to people about. Just allow me to say this: the strength that Luca has shown makes me proud to have him as a friend. And Luca, I'm not trying to roll it back onto you. I do appreciate your thoughts about me. I really do. And you know what? Every once in a while, when you have a friend who can actually say something that makes you feel good, not embarrassed, then you treasure that. And you don't embarrass me. You make me feel good.
Okay, so I better get off the phone real quick before I do. and I also wanted to say it's an honor to be on the show, to be able to talk and to relate, and hopefully we'll be on the show very soon. But I just want to thank everybody for giving me the chance to just try and embarrass him as much as we can, because he really deserves it. He deserves a break.
Well, Luca, what we're talking about here is now existing platforms. Republic Broadcasting Network has been around officially in its current state since 2004. Before that, it was Republic Radio International. I've been on the microphone continually for 33 years. So this platform, I was very glad to offer this as a platform to help launch TLB Talk, because it's one of the few remaining platforms out there that would.
Yeah.
And you're pretty much amazing, because I wouldn't have been able to keep my mouth shut for a year.
It was tough, buddy. I got to tell you, it was tough. And wow. and if you listen to the show with any frequency when
I did.
Roger was on, you know, I would tease him. I would go under the wire here, and I'd poke and jab at him. And people in the audience didn't understand the inside joke. They weren't meant to. But I just wanted to use his platform to needle this guy, because there's a kinship with him. Doing the most with the least amount and having the dogged perseverance, not just to throw up there. There have been times, Luca, there have been times with this guy that he didn't know whether to go blind, wind his wristwatch, or, you know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I was witness to one of his emotional breakdowns, too, and I've had one, and he's been witness to mine. And while we're at it, it's thanks to him also and his support morally that I was able to come from stage 4 cancer in November of last year to no cancer at all. I'm cancer free today because of coming back from the operation, because of not taking chemo and radiation, and close friends like him that would call at the hospital every second day. If I didn't hear from him, there'd be something wrong, you know? So it's
I heard, by the way, I heard about you through his friend also, Ralph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're all
Ralph
in it together,
the,
you know?
Ralph's the project editor.
And he's the silent guy that you never hear from.
Unless you need something edited. And
there you go.
You definitely hear
from. All right, Luca, very glad to have you on. I have you on this platform to promote the new platform, and hopefully we can turn this into an information central that people can come and go, and when they leave, they left with what more than they ever imagined walking in the door.
I have to stop posting, because it's only me that's posting on TLB Talk. You know, it's Luca, 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 Luca. I have to stop doing that, because I'm getting so excited that this stuff isn't going to be censored.
Yeah.
Because so many people need to know what the truth is. So I'll get off here and give somebody else a chance.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you, Luca. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you, Luca.
Okay. All right. You told me about this guy.
It's people like Luca, you've asked me, everybody asks me, what keeps you going? How can you be doing that for 12 years with all of the downside to this? The downsides, believe it or not, are not the majority of my time. When you have people like, and I won't give last names, but when you have, these are the people who actually run Talk. When you have people like Mary Ellen, who is the administrator, and every little detail, okay, is ultimately her responsibility. When you have people like Dan, like I said, who's got 35,000 followers and he's not a celebrity, okay? When you've got people like John, who's been doing this for 33 years, when you have people like, yeah, I could go on. Kristen, again, the graphics capability. When you have people like this, step up. This is what keeps me going. There are times I would have walked away had it not been for people like you and Luca and Mary Ellen and Dan, and I could go on, and Allie. These are people who stepped up to make something happen that I've been trying to make happen for 3.5 years. What do you think I think of those people, the people right now that helped me bring it across the finish line? What do you think I think about those people? You haven't got a clue, but can I explain something to you? I would embarrass myself trying to explain it.
By the way, this was one of the things that I was doing to Roger that nobody else caught. There was a gentleman that he's kind of semi-retired. I always wanted to do something with the famous, you can't handle the truth, and I never knew what to do with it. Well, this guy figured it out, but pay close attention to the background. Is it music? What is that? Hit it.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Now, what you're hearing, what you're hearing in the background, yep, is actually the soundtrack for the promotional video for, yep, the Liberty Beacon, TLBTalk.com.
As soon as I heard that, and you used the word talk in there, so I was like, yeah.
I used the word what in there?
Talk.
Talk. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. And then there's the talk music. So, yeah, it was big smile over here, big smile.
And if you have not seen it, when you go to sign up, and folks, you haven't gone there yet? What are you waiting for? TLBTalk.com. You will see the video. It's only 59 seconds long, I believe. Play the video.
Minute and 19 seconds.
Minute 19 seconds, sorry. Yep. Minute 19 seconds long. Do yourself a favor. Forward that to your friends. Go to our website. We've got the story posted there. Send over the whole damn story. It's got all kinds of stuff there that is of great import. We need to spread the word, and if everybody takes it upon themselves that, look, this is a new thing that's been created, it looks cool, let's give this thing a chance. Let's get behind it. Robert, Go ahead.
There's two videos that, again, Kristen and Mary Ellen have worked on in there, and please watch them because your jaw's going to drop. They're that good. And both of them are like a minute, 20 seconds. That's it.
Well, I know where the lion came from. And the person is from Michigan. And I said, oh, you're a Detroit Lions fan. They said, Detroit what?
She's a Leo.
Yeah.
My birthday's August 19th. I'm a Leo. Her birthday's August 20th. She's a Leo. She's the project administrator. I'm the project director. The two people who run this project are Leos. Where did the lion come from?
That's why the crab stays low and he buries himself when he needs to. Robert in Central Texas. Hello, Robert.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing tonight?
Good.
Hey, Roger, I just want to let you know, when I got John in the chair and I drape him and I pull it real tight around his neck, he wants to. He's been trying to tell me this for a year, since he started coming to me anyway. He wants to tell, but he didn't. So, anyway.
Yeah, it was tough, John, man. People
is cool people, but the thing of it is, don't tell John that. Just tell everybody else.
Yeah. Call Steve Elkins. He's Ground Central on praise and knocking me. I don't know how that happened, but yeah, he's the complaint department now.
Anyway, the reason I called is when you're talking about servers. John, next time you're in the barbershop, just let me know. I'd like to just tell you, I don't want to tell everybody this, but I have somebody that used to work for Amazon, uh-huh, and that is just a CIA front. I mean, his security clearance is so high, and they paid him $70,000 a year just not to quit, okay?
You know,
I spent 30 years working for the military industrial complex and traveling over 1.5 million air miles across the planet. So am I, as far as security clearances go in the whole nine yards, I played in that realm for 30 years. Believe me, part of what I'm doing today, and John said it earlier, is penance.
Yep. This was what I was involved with. And look what we're doing now because, well, we turned the page. We turned the page on that book of life called The Truth. Now here it is.
Yeah. And one last thing for you, John, is I'm glad to hear you say something about Debbie Kidd last week.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't know about Project 93 and all that cool stuff that happened back in them days. Everybody wants to forget about things, you know, because we got beer and football.
Yeah. Well, even hey, I'm glad you brought that up, because what did I see yesterday? I'm sitting there desperately trying to hang on to what's left of the weekend, and I'm just flipping channels. I was doing housework, and I thought, well, put something on you can listen to at least while you work. And lo and behold, I turned on the NFL Network, and they're more than proud to be woke. They are going full till boogie. They're not going to figure this out, Robert, until they turn around and there's nobody in their stands, and it ain't due to COVID-19.
John, one of my favorite things to watch is NASCAR, and they're doing the same thing. I do not. I find out when the green flag is going to fall, and I don't turn on the sound until time. I don't need all the BS before, you know, all the woke stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, Bubba Wallace and the whole noose thing in the garage and all that. Anyway, guys, I want to let y'all go, and you'll get somebody more important on. Y'all have a good night.
I enjoyed that.
And I'll see you. I'll see you in a few weeks, John.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, one of the times I wasn't able to make it to the Saturday afternoon conference call, Roger, is because I was on my way back from Waco where this guy was cutting my hair.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that because I called you and you said, well, I'm on my way back from getting my hair cut. And you know, I can't just go next door. I got to go all the way down. Yeah, I remember. Yep. Okay. Look, let me interject something here real quick again. For anybody out there who's rolling their eyes because I'm spending the time to tell you about the team that actually put this together, I need to come all the way back to, and you're going to hear this a lot from me, whether it's John's show, V's show, or anybody else's, it's called community, all right? This whole thing has been set up not as a social media site, as in Facebook, as in Twitter, as in, no. This whole thing has been set up with the ability for people to say what they feel needs to be said or what they can prove is true. This has been set up as a community. What we have lost in America, and we need to get back, because if we don't, this country is lost. And now I'm getting serious and Roger's voice is coming up, but stop and listen here. What we had when this country formed and grew was community. It was the increasing size of the community that built this country. What we have lost totally in the last two generations is that community. When you think TLB talk, you think community. We want you to come in. We want you to say hi to everybody around you. We want you to build relationships. We want you to talk to them, share with them, because these aren't people who are going to say, if you say that, I'm going to report you. And if you do say something that needs to be reported, they probably will. Again, this is a realm that needs to be protected because the shills and trolls will take it away. The point here is this is community. It's all about community. TLB talk is community, period. When we get back to community, we will take back our country until we recognize that America is a community and we all stand to gain or lose in that community. Until we get back to that concept, this country is in trouble. So what do we need to do when the country's in trouble? We need to do the best thing we possibly can to build a community of free thinkers that may be able to help us steer this thing in the right direction. Welcome to TLB Talk, and thank you for letting me rant for about 2.5 minutes, John.
Not a problem. By the way, one of the things I'm going to be doing with your site, and on the priority list of things wrong with the world, what do you think I'm going to be talking about first, Roger?
Oh my God! It's either COVID or it's treason or it's, I mean, there's about a half a dozen that
No. This is what I was after 33 years ago, and I'm still after today. The world's recognition of the funny money system that we don't need, that has been bleeding the entire world and everybody in it dry.
The Federal Reserve racket.
Well, it's the international banksters' racket. That's just their family members operating their cabal inside the United States.
Not so much inside the United States. If you stop to consider that in 2008, when the world almost folded, the Federal Reserve in the United States printed between, some will say, as low as $19 trillion, and some will say as much as $30 trillion, and passed it around the world to keep countries and other businesses, global businesses, from failing. That money went on the backs of your children and your grandchildren.
Oh.
Were you ever told that?
Oh.
You weren't.
Oh, so when I die, in my will is going to be the shares of these companies and corporations I supported? I was told I was a stakeholder. Is that what that meant?
Yeah.
Or was I just standing there holding a steak that was too tough for anybody else to chew? All right. We'll take the break here. Folks, it's call in, 512-248-8252. What do they need? A car to fall on them? I don't know.
important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Into the crowded line, break down, take down, you busted. Kick down, break down, take down, everybody wants into the crowd.
You know, I was in there looking around in the sight what I did to Roger. Sorry, I'm not laughing at you, I'm laughing near you. One of the things I did to Roger today, it's like 5 minutes before air. Program today, and I had gotten passcodes and passwords before to look at certain things on the website, and I called him and I said, look, I don't know what my password is, and can you find it? And he says, what? It's 5 minutes to showtime. And I said, yeah, I know. And I said, well, don't worry about it. Well, he was worried about it. He was so worried about it, he got this over to me, I think, 1 minute before airtime, and I was able to log in and get into the page, and I appreciate that. But I found your tripping point when you're upset. You stutter a little bit, and you were stuttering 90 miles a second there, my friend. So sorry about the added stress. But
No. Stuttering is a self protection mechanism for me, because if I'm upset to the point where I'm stuttering that bad, and I do get to that point, okay, then that's that many less profane and indignant and disrespectful things that are going to come flying out of my mouth. This is why I'm stuttering. It's like, okay, I can't say that. Okay,
I just hang up.
I can't say that.
Because my mama told me, I remember, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all. And if you can't stop yourself from saying it, just hang up. And that's what I've done in the past. Luca, by the way, posted on the website, imagine a depopulation plan so diabolical and so perfect, you could literally pull it off without 90% of the herd even knowing what's going on. Or even better, get the herd to ignore their own fate and actively participate in it. You are watching it in real time right now.
Yes.
Wow.
Luca has been around the block a few times. Luca's one of those people who, and he has probably a stronger connection or a much more involved connection with the original tribes in this country as well. He's very, very familiar. He lives close to an indigenous community. So Luca is one of those multifaceted individuals, somebody who barely stayed alive for a while, and then we, a bunch of friends, gathered around him, and today, again, he's cancer-free. And we don't need to go into what type of support we gave Luca, but at the same time, Luca is one of those people who likes to tell his appreciation.
Well, and it's kind of nice to know that people want you to stick around. Let me take this call before the bottom of the hour break here, Raj. Sally in Arkansas. Hello, Sally.
No, it's Alaska.
Alaska. I'm sorry.
Anyway, I just signed up. This is the most thrilling day I've had in over 2 years.
Good.
I've been patiently waiting. I just love you guys. And Facebook already censored me trying to pass it along on Messenger. But what I need to know now is, how do I donate my $20 for Starter Up?
When you go in, okay, you have a profile page and you have a home page. Okay, go to the home page, and right at the top, you're going to find a slideshow. One of those slides says donate. Click on the slide, it'll take you right to it. Now,
what you're
doing right now is putting a huge smile on my face, because we want to make this the biggest, baddest, best on the block.
I've
want to do it with the money from we the people, not from the corporations that are trashing this country. So thank you very much, caller.
Well, and I'm trying like hell to get everybody I know on board, because they've been complaining and bitching and moaning about it, and now here you are. I love it.
Thank you.
I'll let you go.
Thank you, Sally. I appreciate
it. I have more fun. We all deserve some fun.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. We do.
I appreciate it.
Well, now, see that right there? Put the biggest smile on my face since you said hello to me.
I'm sitting here and I'm watching the members online. I'm thinking about Dan. With his 35,000, how's he going to let people know on Zipperhead's site that there's a new sheriff in town?
Well, part of the thing that with Dan is that Dan is also not afraid to say the truth when the truth needs to be said, and Dan still has I don't know how many days left on a 30-day suspension, so he can't even put anything on his wall at all. But what Dan can do, and what anybody can do, is they can go into their friends and they can download a list of friends and email addresses, I believe. And once he can do that, then he can message them. But the point here is, I'm not so concerned about whether or not we're going to get a lot of people into talk. I really think we are. What I'm concerned about is how long before they take notice and decide we're a threat.
How about we don't care?
That was my answer after the break.
There you go.
With a little bit more enunciation.
I don't give a crap. 512-248-8252 is the call-in number, folks. This is a kickoff of something that is going to be monumental.
Can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If you go up to the homepage, and that is tlbtalk.com, yeah, there's a home that you can click on. But also in the top of that banner, there's also a donate button that takes you right to a PayPal page. And you can donate to the TLB Project LLC. And there's even a button there that you can click to make it a monthly donation. Or you can donate with a debit or credit card. And I'm assuming here, Roger, that's any other credit card or debit card. And if people aren't a member of PayPal, they can also donate. Is that true?
Yep. Yep.
All right.
You can go in there and pick credit card and pay by credit card. Yes.
There we go. Appreciate that very much. Man, geez, this is almost anticlimactic for me because you've been working
almost
on
almost.
Well, you've been doing this for 12 years. I've been in on a secret for over a year. Couldn't talk about it. The only thing I could do is just personal digs on you on the air that nobody knew what I was doing.
This has only been in the brewing for about the last 3 to 3.5 years.
Right.
The whole project was birthed, and actually Dan was one of the original people who helped me put it together, and that was about 12 and a half. It'll be 13 years, August 19th, which is my birthday.
That was a lot to process. You mean your Remembrance Day, don't you?
Okay, I should have known that.
Yeah.
Yeah, my Remembrance Day, because I'm only birthed one time.
That's right.
On one day.
See, if there's anything in this life, I'm going to make people understand that it's a conspiracy of the greeting card companies that did all this crap. Yeah, I even have my relatives. I even have my secretary. She made me a card, Roger, and it just says Remembrance Day. That's all that it said. My sister in Michigan, she sent me a box of cookies for my birthday, and she didn't use the B-Day. She said, Happy Remembrance Day. So it takes a long time to retrain people because, well, look at what we've been told all our lives, and we just accept it, Roger, as, well, that's just the way it is. Is it
and
real?
And you just used the word birthday twice in your comments, so, yeah.
But not in regards really to my Remembrance Day, if you notice. And you know, it's fascinating to me, Raj, that there is so much to talk about, and that was the number one clue. If you have something important to say, then who are those that are trying to prevent you from saying it? And this, you have to admit, what a genius stroke to go out there and capture all the live, interactive platforms, buy the media, and what you can't buy, you corrupt from the inside. Fox News. Yeah, Fox News.
Well, you read the first part of the article I wrote, and basically that took TV media to the cleaners.
Yeah. And we don't, here's the thing, folks. They can sit there and spin all the lies that they want to, and the more people that walk away from them, the better chance they have of actually being free of their mind control. And that's what it is, Raj. It is nothing more than mind control.
Yeah, we have different words for it, but you and I both agree that it does the same thing. I call it programmed ignorance, which is in fact a form of mind control.
Programmed ignorance.
Yes. And if you stop to consider the programming that is happening, it's happening in our schools from the time our kids go to kindergarten all the way through colleges where Marxist professors self-professed, okay, right out loud, communist and Marxist professors are influencing our children who are at the most influential or most easily influenced part of their entire life. Again, this all harkens back to talk, okay? And yes, it does. I don't care how bad you think about something. I don't care who you want to pop upside the head. The easiest way to get around all of these obstacles is for you and this other person to talk. This was the inspiration for the name. If we can talk, we can get past a lot of these issues. If we can get together and share our information, talk to each other, we can solve problems that seem insurmountable, but you need a community to do that. That is no longer allowed on Facebook. That is no longer allowed on Instagram. That is no longer, because if you talk about something they don't want you to talk about, they're going to shut you up real quick. And then this is where the programmed ignorance comes in. Going forward, if you're a good little doobie and you want to stay there, you're not going to do that anymore. That's the first step of your programming. Then you say something else 2 weeks later and they go, they send you a little message saying you're walking on thin ice, so you don't say that anymore. Let's go a year down the road and figure out just how different a person you are. Why? Because you have been programmed with ignorance. This is what talk is meant to circumvent. It's what it's meant to go around. It's what it's meant to, I don't know, bring it out of your past so you don't have to stumble over it. You need a place where if you have truth or you have a belief, you should be able to say it. Now, what's going to happen if people find out you're full of crap or if you are in there putting out lies and people say, well, you're going to kick them out, aren't you? No, we're not. What's going to happen to you is everybody's going to block you. They're going to say, I don't want to hear you. 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 And when you're isolated and screaming at the top of your lungs and nobody, literally nobody is listening, you'll probably go away. Or
no, you'll go to Facebook and Twitter.
That's what I was about to say. Or you'll go to Facebook and Twitter, and there's one other possibility. You're going to look around and say, they can't all be wrong and just me be right. Maybe I ought to look at what I'm saying.
You know, I posted a story. Now, let me give you an example of media influence. Fox News, with all of its problems right now, they can't seem to figure out who's a left-leaning, bully. They can't seem to figure out a lot. They're still promoting the vaccines. They're doing a lot of crap that for the people that are awake, and that's not the woke people that woke up and they're now awake. I'm talking about people that finally woke up to the fact that, wait a minute, we report, you decide? Well, they're deciding what they report. They give you an opinion on it, and then they ask you for your opinion on their opinion. Excuse me, that's not news. And one thing that they did that I'll point to is that they went out there about the critical race theory. They did a series of stories on it. Tucker Carlson led the way on it.
Yep.
And it had an impact. People saw that and they went, wait a minute, is that happening to my school? Well, folks, we got 14,000 different school districts, and guess what they're planning on doing? The nation's largest teachers union approves critical race theory plan for all 50 states. Now.
And parents are getting pissed.
Oh, are they ever? See, this is what happens when you have an honest media story. This is what happens when you alert people that something is very, very wrong. Prior to this, we were nibbling away at the edges, but we didn't have the impact that a well-established Fox News would have with millions of listeners every single day. For Tucker Carlson, not so much for the quarter-billion-dollar baby over there, Mr. Hannity, that all he is a well-paid, well-coiffured talking head that just occupies space, that puts on a smile and says, we're conservative around here, but when I never do anything outside of what might piss off the owners or the management of Fox News.
Or the big investors,
Oh, geez, could it still be the drug companies? Most of the commercials you see on Fox News now are what? Drug companies.
This is the most powerful cabal on the planet. Anybody who thinks that the military-industrial complex is the biggest, not even close, okay? The pharmaceutical industry literally is the most powerful cabal on the planet by a huge margin. If you want to know who owns a vast majority of our congressmen and our senators and your local politicians, it is Big Pharma. Big Pharma today, I'm going to give you some straight news here. Over 400,000 people have had pretty nasty, all the way up to and including death, reactions to the vaccine in this country. Over 1.5 million in Europe. That's just in two places. Let's go around the rest of the world. Whatever happened to the day when a vaccine caused 25 deaths and it was pulled from the market? There are doctors across this planet screaming at the top of their lungs that this is being done intentionally. It is basically, they're killing off a lot of humanity, but they're making a heck of a lot of money doing it, which means that on Facebook, if you talk about vaccines, they're going to not only say, put a big old thing on your post that says, go here and see all about the COVID stuff, but they're also going to put a message on there now that says, gee, you may have been influenced by some pretty bad people. Just talk to us. We can help you. Facebook is putting these things on people's posts to let other people know that they're just not acting properly. Well, so they're literally calling them out. No, there's no need for something like talk, is there? Nah.
It's interesting. About an hour ago, and thank you, Don Lee, she posted on the site, Republic Broadcasting Network, Listen Live, RBN Streams, and phone lines. Thank you, Don Lee. I appreciate that very much. If I could get just 10% of the people that are going to be tuning in to TLBTalk.com, we're going to be delivering the hard news to a lot of people.
Absolutely. Right. And Roger. We're going to end up by putting a player in there for you as well.
Well, I appreciate that so much. I really, kind of a link, you just click here and boom, there's the network.
Yep.
Oh, I would appreciate that so much because we have been working overtime and all the time for so many years. that when people that are out there going, you know what, we're tired of the landscape the way it is, let's start joining forces. Let's add our sword to the merry men.
Let's build a community.
There you go. Build a community. Roger, I appreciate you. You never, ever do this. You never spend more than an hour with me, but today has been a special day and one that has been, well, for you especially. The listening audience out there, you know, we say, oh, well, Roger's been working on this for 12 years. Okay, well, so what? Oh, Roger's been working on this for the latest iteration that actually came to fruition. He's been working on it for 3.5 years. Yeah, okay, well, so what? You know, for those that don't appreciate what people go through just to make sure that your butt's free, maybe you better rethink that. There's a lot of good people that have been working feverishly and overtime and many times without pay so they could set your butt free. How's that one? I don't ever want to hear that out of anybody's mouth. Yeah, well, so what? There's other platforms out there. Really? How many have you created? Oh, you have criticism against talk show host, or have you ever done a show? You know, it's always those, Roger, that don't do, that I call them the keyboard warriors, or the people that you could never, ever in a million years satisfy them. It's just...
Also, you and I have discussed this point, and I apologize for interrupting, several times, and that is we're in an age today where personal responsibility, okay, and personal liability no longer seem to matter to people. Because, again, you are a friend on Facebook, and you end up by talking to each other over Messenger, where you can do actual talking and stuff. And you get to be pretty good friends, and then this friend says that I'm going to do something, and that friend doesn't do it. What can you do? That friend lives literally 8,000 miles from you. Are you going to get on a plane, rent a car, go to their house, when they answer the door, slap them in the face, get back in your car, and go 8,000 miles back to your house? No, you're not going to. Are you ever going to get to really look in their eyes? Not a digital representation of this individual, a video. Are you ever going to look in their eyes to see if you can see that spark of truth or lie? No, you can't. We live in an age today, not unlike when you and I were kids, totally unlike, where you could look at somebody and you had a real good idea of whether or not this person was lying to you or this person was about to wreak havoc on your life. Today, not only can people do this from a long way off, but they suffer no repercussions for it because all they have to do is defriend you. End of story.
Yeah.
You have no repercussions.
Yeah.
This person gets none whatsoever. Again, we're living in an age today where community has been totally forgotten.
Yep.
We want to bring it back.
They have isolated. They have isolated us. They've made us scared of each other. And that is going to stop. Roger Landry, I've been waiting for this day for many, many months. Thank you. Congratulations, by the way.
Perfect. I really appreciate that. And thank you very much, sir.
All right. Freedom is the cause. Because without freedom, you ain't got nothing. Thank you, Roger Landry. Thank you very much.
And you have a good night, my friend.
By the way, you're going to be back on with me next week?
Wednesday, wasn't it?
I think that it might have been, yes. All right, sir.
Yeah, every Wednesday, my friend. And unless you've got something else you need to do, I'll be available.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
Take care. Whew. 12 years plus. Do you have that kind of stick-to-itiveness, folks? Do you have that kind of drive? Cute post on TLB Talk, and I did not know this. What do you know about Raggedy Ann and Andy? Patented September 7, 1915. You remember the dolls. Remember seeing them when you were a kid. Johnny Gruelle, I think his pronunciation, Gruelle, his 13-year-old daughter, Marcella, was vaccinated without his consent at school for smallpox. She subsequently died as a result. He created the dolls to stand as symbols for the dead children from vaccines. Wow. I think Raggedy Ann and Andy need to make a comeback. What do you think? Mike, do me a favor. The Fox News just loves to play that country music, and we're coming to a town near you, and yeah, and it's all this country bumpkin stuff, and yeah, we're going to play country music that doesn't say a damn thing. Let me play you a song, and this is the racier version. There is a version out there. Who's the artist of the song? Aaron Lewis. And he used to be rock and roll, and he switched to country. Well, this is a song, even in the studio recorded version, you'll never hear on Fox News. Go ahead and run it, Mike.
Am I the only one here tonight? Shaking my head and thinking something ain't right. Is it just me? Am I losing my mind? Am I standing on the edge of the end of time? Am I the only one? Tell me I'm not. Who thinks of taking all the good we got and turning it back? Hell, I'll be damned. I think I'm turning into my old man. Am I the only one willing to bleed or take a bullet for being free? Screaming what the f*** at my TV for telling me, yeah, are you telling me that I'm the only one willing to fight for my burning on the ground, another statue coming down in a town near you. Watching the threads of old glory come undone. Am I the only one not brainwashed? Making my way through the land of the lost, who still gives a shit and worries about his kids as they try to undo all the things he did. Am I the only one who can't take no more screaming? If you don't like it, there's a fucking door. This ain't the freedom we've been fighting for. It was something more. Yeah, it was something more. Am I the only one willing to fight for my burning on the ground, another statue coming down in a town near you. Watching the threads of old glory come undone. Not the only one. Singing along every time they play a Springsteen song. Am I the only one sitting here still holding on, holding back my tears for the ones who paid with the lives they gave? God bless the USA. I'm not the only one willing to fight for my love of the red and white and the blue. Burning on the ground, another statue coming down in a town near you. Watching the threads of old glory come undone. I'm not the only one. I can't be the only one.
Fox News starts playing that, I'll back off of Fox News. I think there is even a reference in there to the song that they always play on Fox News. Coming to a city near you. Yeah, yeah. Wow. Folks, there's more tools in the toolbox which to wield against the globalist. Are you willing to come along? There are a hell of a lot more of us than there are of them. It's time to start standing up straight, flexing those muscles, and let's get on with recapturing what is almost gone. Not quite, but almost gone. You know, I've often said the Founding Fathers are probably spinning in their graves. What do you think that they would be saying in today's America? You're seeing the power of the corporation literally take over. They're setting the mindset, the memes, the dialogue, the perception. It's time to take that back. It is time to take that back. So folks, here's another tool. Any tool is useless unless you pick it up and use it. Go to tlbtalk.com. Register. Get online. Make a donation. They're only asking. And in order to be a part of this, you don't even have to make the $5 donation. That's just a token, hey, how do you do as you pass through the door? Remember the movie Field of Dreams? If you build it, they will come. Remember in that movie, you know, people are going to show up here. They're not going to know why or how they're here, but they're going to find themselves here. And they'll buy a ticket to watch your games here. And they'll pass over the $20 like it's nothing. Well, do the same thing with the Liberty Beacon, because we're not talking baseball here. We're talking about a country. And for all of you out there that have expressed over the years, oh, all is lost. Well, why don't you join a bunch of winners? That the only thing in their lexicon and the only thing in their mind is winning. Come be a part of it. Be a part of the restoration. The revolution, that's being done by the communist. It's all over the place. It's there for you to see it every single damn day. Well, let's start concentrating a little bit more on what we're developing and what we're doing. I still have to pay attention to those asshats to see what they are up to and to counter it at least on air. But we're building something here, folks. It's called an information highway. Out from under the touch and the purview of the Cloudminders. I want to thank you very much for being here today. TLBTalk.com. Don't you walk away from that computer until you go up there, sign up. Folks, let's make this a tool that smashes these dirty fill-in-the-blanks. Thanks for being here. Back with you tomorrow with Steve Elkins. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.